Last time on Radio Clash.
Can I just say one thing? Sting.
David Essex.
Miranda's sex gone.
Nice little soundbite, yeah.
Cows. Yeah, cows. Bits about cows.
I'm finished in radio. Didn't we do well?
And now, the conclusion.
Radio Clash.
Here's our host.
I am Indie Wayne, and this is Bootleg Garth. Say hello, Bootleg Garth.
Hello.
Show 55, part 2.
Sudoku.
So, this is your idea, so you should introduce it.
We did this once, drunkenly in a pub, and we thought it was highly amusing at the time. However, in the sober light of day. There was a spate years back in the 90s of having
alarm
film
clocks.
Titles such as Cruel Intentions, Dangerous Liaisons,
yeah.
Thingy.
Basic Instinct.
It was two-word film titles, and it was almost like the whole plot was just based around, you know, they thought of a title, yeah, we'll have that title, and they just wrote a script around it.
Fraggle Rock.
Down a Fraggle Rock. Well, is that a genre of music?
But yeah, I'm
like
not sure.
Rock. No,
but
Fraggle Rock.
Is Fraggle an adverb or a noun? I'm not sure. To fraggle something. I don't know. I have fraggled your...
All right.
Owned.
So what we've done, I've come up with a list of 10 adjectives, kind of, and Tim has come up with a list of 10 nouns.
Kind of.
And what we're going to do is just marry them to each other in the hope that a Hollywood producer is listening and wants to write a script around this. Oh,
we at least have an Elton John David Furnish-style gay marriage.
Yes,
with loads of tackiness.
Yeah.
And pink rings like the Jordan probably.
Yeah. Anyway. Do you like the fact that David Furnish is one of these people who've got a noun phrase... in
yes.
front of his name.
Exactly, yeah.
David, Elton John's partner, David Furnish. It's all one long thing, it's all hyphenated.
But also, he's got a noun adjective part of his name, David Furnished. Furnish
yes.
is a verb.
Yes.
So he's got a noun verb name.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
We should have filmed around him.
Yes. Why film around him? What?
Maybe not.
Anyway, so I think it's you to start, because you've got the adverb.
Yes. I got the adjectives. You got the remedy. I've got the pulsating rhythmical adjective. So, there's any Hollywood producers out there,
fuck off and die.
Just take note of these gems, you know.
Okay.
I mean, don't rip us off,
unless it's via BitTorrent.
Yeah, I mean, but you know, we're happy to kind of just knock a script up together in, you know, half an hour, based around a film title of your choice.
And it'd still be better than most of the shit that's out there.
That's probably right. Okay, these are your top 10 films. Shimmering.
Humour.
Inescapable.
Sudoku. That's true.
Intolerable.
Derek.
Oh, these could also double as band names if you're an indie band. Supreme.
Chicken.
Chicken.
How did that happen?
What the fuck? Embarrassing.
Fridge.
Menacing.
Momolum.
Delicious.
Donkey.
Wow. My favourite. Stifling.
Inheritance.
The Talented Mister.
Bicycle.
And the best one ever, Close Encounters of the Third.
Bob.
What?
Bovril. Close Encounters of the Third Bovril. I saw that movie. We are the Able Teenage. That's wrong, yeah, but.
We are the Bovril. We are the Bovrilites.
So what we do now is we play another list song, but this is a cut-up list. Some of you might know that I've played Negative Land on the show. I don't think I've played this song, but it's a classic, and you haven't heard it before. I think you're lucky too, but if you think about what's probably the most classic list song of all time, think Disney, Nannies. No, not that. It's not this song, is it?
It's a jolly holiday with Mary.
No. Well, it's not Nannies. It's Nannies, singing Nannies, running up mountains.
Oh, these are a few of my favourite things.
Yes.
Raindrops on kittens and schnitzel on roses. Nose cream on my nose. Whiskers and crisp eyelashes with noodles. Wild geese that fly with their wings tied up with strings. These are a few of my favourite things. Ponies in dresses and warm, warm doorbells and brown raindrops. Girls with blue whiskers tied up with noodles. Wild kettles that fly with bright copper wings. These are a few of my favourite things. The dog bites, the bee stings. I simply remember my favourite things. And then I feel so bad. That sting on colored girls tied up with blue satin sashes, wild brown girls tied up in warm strings, wild white girls that melt into nose cream. These are a few of my favorite things. Nose cream on ponies, nose cream on kittens. Nose cream on roses and nose cream on mittens. Bells and 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 wild geese. When the bee stings, I simply remember my dog bites, and then I feel so, so bad.
What was your response to that?
Nose cream on kittens.
Yeah, it was a warm girl's tied up with string.
I think someone's being paid poo sticks with the acoustics.
Yes. That is a classic. Oh, I'm glad you enjoyed that.
It was good. It was quelle surprise. Quite a surprise. To hear something of such genius.
I forgot to say earlier at the start of the show, this show is dedicated to Pat Morita of the Karate Kid and the original Al in Happy Days. It was Al. He unfortunately died last Thursday. The show is all dedicated to him. He was a very good actor and a beautiful man, and very sad to see him go. But he was 72, so he had a good life. Remember, wax on, wax off.
And also, on a similar kind of note, I thought it was a bit weird the other day. I was listening to the radio at work, and it was Thursday, and they had George Besant died at the time. They had this little kind of article about how bad he was on his last legs and all that. And the next news item they had was the introduction of the extended opening hours in pubs. And I thought, that's
the irony, the ultimate irony. God has a very dark, well, if you believe in him, whatever you believe in, has a very dark sense of humour, I think. He's very...
Do you know what? I think, you know, we're having a bit of Jesus juice. We're not actually getting drunk. We're just celebrating George Best's life in a way I think he would have approved of.
Yes. Though, be careful about the Jesus juice, because I mentioned in one of the shows that about the Jesus juice, but they're actually being sued by Jackson now. Because they used that, I think they're going to relate it to him, and they had like a caricature of him on the bottle, and so he actually just has not a sense of humour. But he fucked off to Bahrain, didn't he?
Did he? Yes,
yeah,
he did.
In a sort of a Gary Glitter kind of way.
Mm.
Allegedly. Not saying he would do such a thing in that. So shall we do
I can hear all these shovels of you digging yourself in deeper. You dig it like a shovel. Oh, is it one of mine now?
Yeah, it's
all right, okay. We're looking at a website called ihatemyname.com, and it was set up by someone called Digby Milo Jones.
I've heard of him.
What I'm saying is, he set this site up. Obviously, he's... You know, he probably had years of kind of people taking the piss out of his name. I don't know if it's because of Digby the biggest dog in the world. I don't know. But I actually think that's a pretty cool name. Digby Milo Jones. It sounds a bit kind of trad jazz.
Yeah, it does. I think, it's a cool name, actually.
But on his website, he's actually listed bad baby names of 2003, all right? We've got some real gems here.
Cool.
Okay. I mean, if anyone is kind of listening who actually has this name... we're not actually taking the piss out of it, because I think
that.
No, I actually think these are good names.
Okay.
I actually think these.
Don't lie.
Are you ready for this?
Okay, I'm ready for this. Mercedes 6 Lincoln.
What? Levi Jeans.
Bastiat Bates.
Coco Crisp.
Darth Vader Williams.
Unicorn Fields.
Damaris Long.
Buttercup Vice Gordon. Romantica Amore Love.
Clitoria Stewart.
Clitoria?
Oh no. Tonka Truck Harris.
Expectation Gibson.
Benadryl Rogers. Obviously, someone really likes their cough mixture. Bibbity Liberty Henderson. Chocolate Wait. Mattress.
Rectinus Fisher.
Tarantula Crustacean. Lesbia N. Gonzalez. Oh, fucking hell. Ovaltine Watson.
What does that say? Dick Cunt.
Dick Cunt.
Yogurt, slightly below Yogurt Jackson.
Yeah, Dick Cunt, yeah.
Ballerina Smith.
Oh, Shetonia Johnson.
This is Radio Clash on Pirate Satellite.
Congratulations on a year's podcasting. Before I discovered Radio Clash, there was nothing in my life but Radio 4. Every day was an endless procession of earnest comedies, funny discussion programs, and dreams of Charlotte Green. Could we please have some more Kirk and less Tim? His jokes are funnier. Or better still, could we have Kirk reading the shipping forecast? I'd like to finish the same time he does.
That was Greg from Canada. Thanks for the audio comment. But what do you mean Kirk is more funny than me? Well, you haven't given a request, so here's a bit of Bill Bailey that I think you might like.
You know, I've lost the West Country accent, because, let's be honest, it's not one of the cooler or sexiest accents in the world, is it? Hello there! All right! I've actually lost work through having the West Country accent. I auditioned for a part in the film The Lord of the Rings. Right? Yeah, you've probably seen it. Thanks for your support. I auditioned for the part of Gimli the Dwarf, right? And the film people, they said, we see the dwarf as having a regional accent. Can you do a regional accent? I said, yeah, I can do it. I went, hello there, all right, here, what are you doing? Didn't get the part, presumably because I just went, hello there, all right, right, like that. Didn't read the lines out, it's what they're really after. But then I went to see the film, and a lot of the hobbits have actually got West Country accents. Hello there, Mr. Frodo, are we going to Mordor? It's like a bloody cider festival. You know, if I'd known, I'd have done a different accent. Anything, I don't know, Scouse. Hey, Frodo, we going to Mordor, you know.
Straight out of Compton. Crazy motherfucker named Ice Cube. From a gang called Niggers with Attitude. When I'm called off, I gotta sawed off. Squeeze a trigger and bodies are hauled off. You two, boy, if you fuck with me, police are gonna have to come and get me off your ass. That's how I'm going out. For the punk motherfuckers, it's showing out. Niggas start to mumble, they wanna rumble. Mix them and cook them up in a pot like gumbo. Going off on a motherfucker like that with a gat that's pointed at your ass. So give it up smooth. Ain't no telling when I'm down for a jack move. Here's a murder rap to keep you dancing with a crime record like Charles Manson. My AK-47 is a tool. Don't make me act the motherfucking fool. Maybe you can go toe-to-toe. Maybe I'm knocking niggas out the box daily, weekly. Yo, monthly and yearly. Until them dumb motherfuckers see clearly that I'm down with a capital CPT. You can't fuck with me. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck. Cause Ice Cube is crazy as fuck. As I leave, believe I'm stomping. But when I come back, boy, I'm coming straight out of Compton. Coming straight out of Compton.
Something I wanted to talk about before, actually, was that I always hate people calling me Timmy.
Mm.
It's like I will actually refuse to respond to people who call me Timmy. Literally. And you're the only person that can call me Timbo, or there's about three people that call me Timbo.
Yeah. I never abuse that privilege, though.
Yeah, you're allowed to, and I don't mind. But I have a problem with Timmy because of the Famous Five.
Mm.
And because my real name is very close to one of the Doctor Who's, I never wear scarves.
Mm. You should do.
I know, but I have childhood memories of going, ah, that's like Don Baker. Oh, fuck off and die. And the other one is, of course, my full name. You'll find a lot of people who are called Timothy will not use Timothy, because just like that horrible Sorry programme, which is the other thing I used to get, it's only your mother would ever call you Timothy when you're in trouble. And the other one I had recently was Tim Nice But Dim, and every time someone says that, I want to punch them and pat them to little pieces and bury them in a small part of the forest near Epping Forest. As you do.
Yeah.
But you get that a lot, don't you, with the Captain Kirk thing, don't you?
Yeah, it's hilarious.
Yeah, it's so hilarious, yeah.
No. I used to get it a lot when I was young, and not
that's
so
what,
much.
That's what she said. Oh, it's an old joke, but it worked so well, and every family should have one.
The show is sponsored by Gary Glitter's lawyers. We actually get royalties for every time we say he's innocent. Oh. He's innocent, isn't he?
No. We don't know, allegedly, or whatever.
Yeah. But no, I don't mind now. I don't mind. But it's kind of funny. It's gone the other way. It's like no one calls me Captain Kirk now, and I don't mind. So it's kind of.
Yeah. I know. So just waiting for another Kirk to come along.
Mm.
But it's so funny. Oh yeah, and something I haven't mentioned on the podcast is about a Dazed and Confused article. I mentioned it on the blog. We were featured in the latest issue of Dazed and Confused. They're not sponsoring me, but they've just covered me, which is nice. On page 82, there's a whole thing about podcasting. There's Yeast Radio, there's Top of the Pods, there's the Tarleton Podcast, and Coverville on there. So that's very proud to be on there. Thank you, Dazed and Confused. And it has a. Kirk managed to get a photo credit before me, the bastard, because he took the picture of me, but they got your name wrong. That's the link. They got your name wrong.
So what?
I know.
So
what? But people never get your last name right, do they?
They never do. I mean, it's good enough to make you... Have you ever had that kind of weird feeling? Well, of course you have. You open a magazine, you actually see your name in print, like proper print. It's just, like,
wow.
Freaky.
Yeah, it is like, freaky. Well, it's even freaky when there's a picture of you, and you think, oh, great, now the BPR and the RIA know what I look like. Great. Oh, move. No, I got over that a long time ago, but it's a bit like, oh no. But it is a good picture. I thought it was done during the 50th show, very drunken picture for people who are listening. So that's what the 50th show was like, sort of a lot of drunken posing and with cameras.
Yeah.
But I think it came out well, and I like that. But certainly, I was hoping to get a photo credit at some point, but then again, I never send photos to magazines, so that's probably.
But you will?
Yeah, I will. One day. Oh, yes.
You have
probably
this,
for my obituary. One day. Oh yes. So we have a we have another. I think we have another list, don't we? Yes, we do. Which one is it?
Miranda Sex Garden.
Can I say one thing?
Yeah.
Sting.
Can I say one thing? David Essex.
No. Ringleader.
We David Essex.
Rah-rah Silver Machine. Oh no, that's
gonna make you.
Oh, don't sing that song. No way. There's no way you're ever gonna play that song on this podcast ever. I'm banning it. No. Okay.
Oh. Kirk is now doing the international sign for crying.
Boo, sweetie.
Is he more, so much more than a pretty face?
Oh,
I don't think so.
Right, okay, during this list, Kirk will sing David Essex. So, at number 10, this is sent from Jeff, which is Jeff Lockwood, who's a long-time listener. He's listening to show one, so we like people like that. There are a few long-term listeners out there. Very, very hello, thank you. Thank you for sticking with me through all of the madness. And he sent a top 10 all-time favourite mashups.
What's number 10, Tim?
It's
David.
Essex Doves by Go Home Productions. This is what all triggered it off. It's all, sorry, oh no. Which is, of course, David Essex versus
David!
Doves.
David! We love you!
And number 9 is Imagine Walking the Wild Side, which I played earlier, which is also one of Mark's choices, so
Donny
I had to play
Osmond.
It. Then it's number 8 is Ride, which Rabbit Hole Marie mixed by Gowan Productions. There is Kids Rock by Lou and Pasido, which you might hear in a second.
We might not.
Burn Your Radio by Instamatic. Terrible tune.
Is that you? That's you, isn't
that's
it?
That's me, yeah.
Oh, so subtle.
I know. We did.
Let me get one of my tunes in. I won't mention my name specifically.
I know, I didn't want to. Thank you, Jeff. Did you say shameless plug to get a list read on air? Question mark? No, actually, I just love this track, so I'll take his word on it. But it's always slightly embarrassing. For number five, Caspar Wonder, Dom Proofing. I don't think I've played this on that show. Number four is Assassinator 13 by Fake ID. Then you got three, Lisa's Got Hives, but Conway. I've played that in the past. That's the one with the Hives versus Lisa Left Eye Lopez. Number two is Nothing It's Right Place by DJ BC. And number one is Let Go in LA by DJ Earworm, which I haven't played in the show, I think. Yes, I did one in the Earworm interview. And that's Nilsson versus Fisher Spooner. So thank you for that list. And now we're going to play a track from that list that we just totally randomly happened to have here, and there's been no pre-cognition psychic stuff going. I'll just start a song.
Can't let but think.
Yeah. Yeah,
so. Well, look at me. What am I saying to you?
You're saying I'm a crap DJ.
Come sing for them, baby. Understand that a man is just a man, that's a dirty love.
Flewa, strictly rock as I am.
Not true, Jenny?
Yeah!
A short word of sunshine.
Sing it!
Buddy, you're a boy, make a big noise, playing in the street, gonna be a big man. Face, you big disgrace, kicking your can all over the place.
Sing. We will rock you.
Sing it. Sing it.
Can all over the place, and
we will
rock you.
Sing it,
sing it. We will rock you.
Woo, woo. Buddy, you're an old man, poor man, pleading with your eyes, gonna make you zombie someday. You got mud on your face, big disgrace. Somebody better put your bag into your place.
Check out with jamming and ting. Love is all I bring. In a khaki suit and ting. Now pop no style.
Sing it, sing it.
You're a young man, hormone shown street. Gonna take on the world someday. You got blood on your face. A big disgrace. Waving your banner all over the place.
We will rock you.
And you are listening to Tim on the Radio Clash Mashup Podcast.
Hello, this is Kenster J.
And this is Cindy the Scripper from the Ken and Squip Show.
And we're coming to you from several thousand feet up in the air in the Ken and Squip Show chopper. Well, actually, it's a rental, but never mind. Where we're heading towards the Radio Clash compound here in the UK for a special flyover. Do you want to tell them what the occasion is there, Squip?
Well, yeah, sure. We're going to do a flyover in order to drop off our lovely gift via parachute in celebration of the Radio Clash 1 year of podcasting podiversary.
God, has it been 1 year already?
Believe it or not, it's been 1 year of listening to the sexiest voice in the podosphere. Yes, Tim, that's you.
Happy anniversary, Tim. We've got your
Happy
gift here.
Happy anniversary.
I'm going to slide it over there next to the door. Can you reach over? Wait a minute. I can't get this strapped into the seat. Bob, I got to get up for a minute. We've been warned not to move about, but we've got to get make sure the parachute's ready. We do not want any more disasters. Can you get the
door
open?
Look at all those tents, Ken.
I think that's where they're serving the banquet. Is that paparazzi out in front already?
Holy shit.
Tim, there's people in your bushes with cameras. We're going to try to drop this right in between the wet bar and the whole buffet setup there out in the courtyard.
Hey, watch out. There's Madonna.
All right. Is everything ready? Hold on to me. I would hate to fall out after this thing.
All right, but wait a minute. Is the chute's ready, right? Somebody
well,
checked it?
It was professionally packed. Trust me, I didn't pack the chute.
Okay. Grab my hand.
All right, I'm holding on. Just make sure I don't fall out of the chopper. I'm leaning against the door. We've got everything. Oh! Wait, pull me up! Pull me up! Pull me back! God almighty!
Holy shit, Bob!
There's nothing like hanging from the freaking skids at 1,000 feet. What happened to the gift? Did it hit it?
What happened to your pants?
Oh my god!
I see your honey. I see your honey.
Oh my god! Take us up, Bob! There's gonna be trouble again! And somebody hand me a towel or a rag or something.
Yo, Chuck, these dirty troopers are still running on us. Don't know we can do this, cause we always do this. Yeah, boy.
Never batted and back with a brother is madder than mad at the fact that's corrupt like a senator. Soul on the road, but you treat it like soap on the road. Cause the beats and the lines are so dope. Listen for lessons, I'm saying it's not music that the critics are all blasting before. They'll never care for the brothers and sisters black across the country has us up for the war. We got to get them straight.
Come on!
Now, they're gonna have to wait
till we get it right.
Radio stations are questioning their black cause they brought us some black. But we'll see if the complainers. Bring the noise!
Yeah, yo, come on!
Here we go again. Never batted and back cause the brother is madder than mad at the fact that's corrupt like a senator. Throw on the road, but you treat it like soap on a road cause the beats and the lines are so dope. Listen for lessons, I'm playing it's not music that the critics are all blasting me for. They'll never care for the brothers and sisters right across the country has us up for the war. Bring the noise!
Hey, yo, Chuck, they say we too black, man.
Bring the noise!
Yo, I don't understand what they're saying, but little do they know they can get a smack with that, man.
Radio stations are questioning blackness, they call us a black, but we'll see if they'll play this. Radio stations are questioning blackness, they call us a black, but we'll see if they'll play this. Check it out.
Yeah, yo, come on.
Here we go again.
Turn it up.
Never batted and back, cause the brother is madder than mad at the fact that's corrupt like a senator. Soul on the road, but you treat it like soap on a road, cause the beats and the lines are so dope. Listen for lessons, I'm saying it's not music that the critics are all blasting me for. They'll never care for the brothers and sisters why across the country has us up for the war. We got to get them straight.
Come on!
Now, they're gonna have to wait
till we get it right.
Radio stations are questioning blackness, they call us a black, but we'll see if they'll play this. Never batted and back cause the brother is madder than mad at the fact that's corrupt like a senator. Soul on the road, but you treat it like soap on a road cause the beats and the lines are so dope. Listen for lessons, I'm saying it's not music that the critics are all blasting me for. They'll never care for the brothers and sisters why across the country has us up at the war. Radio stations are questioning their blackness, they call us a black, but we'll see if they'll play this. Radio stations are questioning their blackness, they call us a black, but we'll see if they'll play this. Radio stations are questioning their blackness, they call us a black, but we'll see if they'll play this. Radio stations are questioning their blackness, they call us a black, but we'll see if they'll play this. Radio stations are questioning their blackness,
That was The Joy of Noise by Mr. Fab, otherwise known as RIA, and that was played in show one of Radio Clash back in November 2004. And it's still a very, very good tune. And before that was a message from the Ken and Squibb show. Thank you, Ken and Squibb, for that. You can find out more about them at kenandsquibb.com. And now we're back to our Intrepid Duo, where they talk about talk loads of bollocks about bizarre lyrics.
Always you with the moi. You have to have moi. You always have to have moi. He's having an asthmatic attack, I think. Go hither. Go hither.
In my day.
This is favourite lyrics. Bizarre stroke favourite lyrics, because the bizarre ones stroke the favourite lyrics, because they have a sexual relationship between the two, don't they?
Basically, what we're doing for this... you know, favourite lyrics. For this list, we don't want anything poignant and meaningful, because that, you know, it wouldn't
just
really
too
suit
easy.
The atmosphere. Yeah, it's too easy. Too easy. We don't want life-changing, meaningful lyrics, this one.
We don't
it
get
them
just
anyway. Throwaway trash or clever songwriting, you know, little gems, little lyrical gems.
Midget gems.
Yeah, what are they?
They're like little sweets you still have to get.
Ice gems? Is it like a little biscuit with this weird...
No, midget gems are little jelly ones, little tiny kind of mini fruit gums.
Oh, yeah.
You remember those? They're really nice.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to the list. What's your number 10?
Oh.
Show, hello, Radio Clash show, hello.
Earth Calling Kirk.
Right, okay. Really, we should have, done a bit more planning on the show. Well, Tim should have done, because basically I said to him, try and think of 10 lyrics.
I couldn't tell.
And he
six.
Came up with 6. So basically, I'm going to...
I can't lower the quality just to fit it into 10. I'm sorry.
Okay, well, I'm not going to mention who they are.
All right.
Or anything. I'm just going to do it.
Okay.
Number 10, planned revenge on a blameless victim. Number 9, you are a khaki-coloured bombardier. It's Hiroshima that you're nearing. Number 8, overcast days never turn me on, but something about the clouds and her mixed. 7, your famous friend, well, I blew him before you. 6, and compare our graveside manner as we wave our lonely banners.
My number 6 is Killers with Breaking My Back Just to Know Your Name. 17 tracks and I've had it with this game. People measure time with tracks.
Substitute you for my mum, at least I'll get my washing done.
That's the Who, I know that one. The next one is Morrissey, We Hate It When Our Friends Get Famous, which is, and if they're northern, that makes it even worse.
We laugh because it's funny and we laugh because it's true.
Yeah.
You've got to tolerate all those people that you hate. I'm not in love with you, but I won't hold that against you.
Number 4 is Carl Douglas. They were all kung fu fighting. They were fast as lightning. But it was a little bit frightening.
Only a little bit.
Only a little bit. But a little bit. A little tiny, tiny little. About 12 grams. Yeah.
12 grams?
Is
What's
that a lot?
What's that street family? A nice little housewife that will give me a steady life. What's and that? Won't keep going off the rails.
Number 3 was your silence.
What? You're at number 3?
Oh.
I've only got one more to go.
Anyway, number 3 is Your Silent Face. Why Don't You Piss Off? I love that.
Alright, well, we're out of sync. This is my last one. This is my number 1. And
son, I'm 30. I only went with your mother because she's dirty.
Happy Mondays.
Happy Mondays. Oh, yes.
Okay, so I'm just going to sit here and be quiet while you finish the rest of your list.
Number 2 was Franz Ferdinand with The Prophets of Tesco. You had a Franz Ferdinand earlier. Do you
my
want
famous
to?
Friend, I blew him before
you. Yeah, do you want to? And
you always think when they sing, they should do this.
Yes.
Well, I didn't really describe what I'm doing. It's a one-upman. It's the International Sign Language for one-upmanship,
which is licking your finger and putting it in the air and going
like
ding,
I've scored
ding.
One.
1-0. So my favourite one of all this bestest all this of time had to be an Abba tune, strangely.
It didn't have to be. You had free will.
I know it. It's
or is it an illusion?
Lunchtime doubly so. But the it's Our Last Summer. I was listening to the 18s version, as you do, just to really hate yourself, because I've been listening to a lot of shit music recently. And there's this great lyric and it goes, and now you're working in a bank, the family man, the football fan, and your name is Harry. I didn't need to know his name. What is that about?
I think to escape the Agneta's revenge, he had to change his name by deed poll so she wouldn't be able to find him. And obviously, the CSA tried chasing him for maintenance for the kids
but
and all that.
She couldn't go out to open spaces anyway, so she was fine.
Oh, and finally, the best lyric ever.
Okay.
I sting like a bee, the CDE. Yes, I'm taking the P out of Derek there.
Oh, no.
Because he's not Bo Derek, you see.
Oh, no.
I told you it was a good one. It's genius.
I know.
Oh, dear. Dare I say where that's from?
I'll leave it to you in the edit. You don't have to. The person can remain unknown. The name's been changed to protect the guilty. We'll not say another thing about it. It's just between ourselves.
Yes, and several thousand people. Yeah. Never knew what happened to him.
I don't know. No. He probably came to a sorry end, I think.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Presenting a bad podcast on the radio.
Yeah.
So now we have a list song. This is one of Kirk's selections.
I've only got one this show. Thanks for that. Thanks for slashing my budget.
Yes, I cut your funding.
It's all right, I know. You've got all your listeners to write in and suggest stuff. So basically, it's like my quota of 3 songs have been cut down. And then basically, it's like, get the violins up. And then stuff. And you obviously hate me. But, you know. And then I'm going to slash my wrist. And wife and kids.
It's jungle version.
And then the world exploded.
I was in the happy hardcore version of the violin song.
That's very good.
Anyway, so this is one of yours, which is...
Oh, yeah, this is my only choice for this show. So I went with, in my opinion, the ultimate list song.
Which is It's Grey Up North.
Me boy, is that the Chattanooga choo choo?
No.
Oh. I think his name is Alex Kasparov, but then he was badly beaten by a chess-playing computer, and I got it completely wrong. Franz Ferdinand. We're going to see them, aren't we?
Yes, we're going to see Franz Ferdinand.
Franz Ferdinand, I say, don't you know? You say, C-list celebrity, Alex Kapranos from Franz Ferdinand. We love them, but, you know, they are pretentious. It's art and drugs and rock and roll. I mean, yeah, not sex. I mean, you wouldn't want to shag any of them, would you? He wrote this little kind of article, being very foodie, about some restaurant he liked in Glasgow, I presume, which is local to him. And to do it justice, I was going to do it in my drama student accent, but do you know what? What would actually work much better is if Tim here programs it on his PC synthesizer, as if it was read out by Speak and Spell, basically.
Yes.
I think that's the only way you can do such...
C-O-L-O-U-R.
What's the word?
That is incorrect.
Pretentiousness.
Pretentiousness. Yes, I know.
It's the only way you can do such pretentiousness justice.
I read all west of Denniston in the cab along the motorway. A mile of dirty concrete cast across the city like a slice of gristle through the Glaswegian heart. Brutalist blocks of flats loom from the gentle rain. The scaffolding-clad Kingston Bridge dominates the skyline. Sodium half-light ripples off puddles. I'm meeting at the oldest, noblest restaurant in town. She's distracted by a bottle of heavy red, and we lean back into the padding of our chairs. The warmth of a good library envelopes us with the reassurance of ancient oak, leather and stained glass. The aromatic richness is balanced by one of the greatest textures to greet the teeth, a gentle bite between your porcelain. As we step back out into the street, there is a sense of brigadoon in the drizzle. It seems improbable that this place could be still there in the daylight of tomorrow. I'm just glad the Masonic architects spared it, saving me from the forlornness of my fridge.
Violin.
So Kurt, what do you think of the concert?
Angular art rock, asymmetrical haircuts, 9 out of 10.
Piccolo.
It was like a
Dennis the Menace.
Dennis and Minnie the Minx reunion. Girls of 82 now, last night. Together. Yeah.
I was cheating.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Radio Clash. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Congrats. That's a year. Bloody hell. Well done, old son.
Hello, this is Tim from Radio Clash. When you listen to Radio Clash, which is mixes, mashups, weird covers and more, it's at mutantpop.net.
If you were able to hear your own voice.
No, I don't like to hear my own voice. Let's try it again.
Welks around the world.
And I was like, Sudoku? And he was like, right? And I was like, yeah. And he was like, uh-huh. And I was like, whoa. And he was like, whatever. And I'm like, later. And then he was like, well, why are you putting on that stupid voice? And I said, well, I'm not putting on the stupid voice. You're putting on a fucking stupid voice. And then he was like, fuck off. And then I said, no, you fuck off. And in a nutshell, that's why me and my ex-brain are no longer together.
Okay. I heard you got voicemails, by the way.
Yes, have I?
Yeah, okay. I'll check them after the show.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't want to be rude.
Yeah,
or crude with an attitude.
Or even a prude.
Yeah.
With lube.
I can never be that.
So, we've got 20 more, even more ways to leave your lover.
Yeah.
I think this is another one of our lists, but I think we've excelled ourselves in this one. So, shall I start?
No, I've got to start, haven't I?
Yes.
Yes, I've got to start. Okay. Write an email, Dale.
Join the Mujahideen, Maureen.
Blow up the planet, Janet.
Cut off his thing, Bing.
Push her in the acid bath, Garth.
Do it in the forest, Morris.
Spray her in the face with mace, Jace.
Pretend to be Tom Selleck, Derek.
Blend her into a latte, Marty.
Put her in the morgue, George.
A barrier under the patio, Matteo.
Spraying with patchouli, Julie.
Become tawdry and bawdry, Audrey.
Spray her with krill, Brill.
Knock her out with chlorine, Dory.
Spin her in a lathe, Dave.
Careful with those branches, Sanchez.
Show him the red card, Isambard.
Ring the bell of death knell, Jean-Michel.
Exchange him for Lyra, Vera.
And the best one ever, the final one, run off with your adopted daughter, Woody.
Classic.
So, have we reached the end of the show? Could this be? Have we reached the end of the show? Yes, we have.
Yeah.
Oh, there's one thing I needed to talk about, actually. You might be thinking, this show was absolute shit, so I want to listen to a previous show to see if this is shit all the way through the series.
It's always wise to take an average, isn't it?
Yeah, take an average of shitness. And I think we should plot that in Excel, shouldn't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, we could plot a little graph. And, yeah. You know, lots of troughs and very few
peaks.
Peaks and troughs.
Peaks
don't use Excel.
Are you sure?
Are you sure?
I work in a bank. I beg to differ.
It's
either bullish or bearish.
It's a bit controversial. Bearish.
Yeah, but not in the way you're thinking.
Okay, sadly. You can actually hear the archives of Radio Clash. If you go to, I'll probably post about this on the blog, but if you actually go to the posts on the blog at meetandpop.net/Radio Clash, you can just download them from... You can just download any of the shows, including the first show, which is incredibly shit. People seem to like it, strangely.
It's all right. It's classic. It's a little kind of
Crips
anchor point. What you got for breakfast?
Crips.
What you got for breakfast?
Crips.
Here you go. I'm sure you'll look back, though, and you'll realise how far you've progressed from a year back.
Do you know what they always say is the first 50 shows are always shit? So they did say your first 50 shows are always really
That's
bad.
That's quite a large number.
And so I hope you noticed the fact that this show, in show 55,
I think we've bucked the trends. I think the first 55 shows are shit, aren't they?
So you can actually give feedback to Radio Clash at radioclash@mutantpop.net, and you can leave comments on the blog at mutantpop.net/radioclash. We like feedback, as you would heard. There's quite a bit of feedback in the show, we have a song to play out on, which is linked into our list we've just done a long time ago, which was this is a cover version of 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover called 50 Ways to Fuck Your Lover by John Valdi. So what's your final last word, Kirk? Ever?
Welks. Oh no! Stop! Mate, no, stop it. Is it stopped?
Yes.
Miranda Sex Garden.
So that's goodbye from me, and let's just crash the vocal.
Is it that one?
Yeah.
We're going to crash the vocal like a drunken joyrider.
Yeah, I think we should. So that's goodbye from me, and it's goodbye from him, and this was the first year anniversary of Radio Clash, and this is John Valby, and I'll see you soon.
The problem's all inside your head, she said to me. The answer's easy if you take it logically. I'd like to help you in your struggle to be free. There must be 50 ways to fuck your lover. 50 ways to fuck your lover. She said, it's really not my habit to intrude. And furthermore, I hope my meaning won't be lost or misconstrued. But I'll repeat myself at the risk of being crude. There must be 50 ways to fuck your lover. 50 ways to fuck your lover. You just slip off a crack jack, put it in her handstand, pump out the juice, Bruce. Listen to me. Oh, you fuck her in the door, Norm. In the back seat, Pete. Get her in the eye, guy. Listen to me. Oh, you pull down your pants, Lance. Give her some head, Fred. Try a new hold, y'all. Listen to me. Oh, you fuck her in tit pit. Rub her on the cheek, see. Anywhere at all, Paul. There must be 50.
date vid et 6. This ever, is a
That's not what we're thinking of a cover version of. You'd be so good at karaoke at doing that.
Oh! Dripping in sarcasm.